63.
Hey! Wynne called loudly, his voice echoing in the marble room. You all out there! I know you!
Wax gave him a glare, but Wynne ignored him. Wax knew a lot of things, but tonight the fellow had become ruin incarnate. Wax wasn't wrong, but he didn't have to be right, neither.
I know you!
Wynne shouted, louder. The hall fell quiet, save for the clinking of weapons and the shuffling of feet. Wax glanced out from the side of the stone pillar, perhaps thinking he might use Wayne's voice as a distraction. Wynne grabbed his friend's arm, then shook his head.
I know you,
Wynne continued loudly, looking up toward the ceiling.
Yeah, I know how you feel. You're guards, watchmen, fellows what was hired to protect the building. You don't know about this nonsense, about cities being destroyed, about dark gods. Sure, you've seen creepy stuff, but you ain't here for that. You're here to put coin in your pocket, the honest way. You were supposed to go home tonight, hug your kids, have a meal, maybe cold but filling. You were supposed to go drinking with buddies, or get a good night's sleep for once. But now, here you are, gun in hand, wondering how you got where you are. Sure, you're only facing down two blokes, but you heard what happened below. Maybe just rumbles, but you heard. And you know there used to be 100 or 2 actual soldiers between these two blokes and you. Now there ain't any of them left.
Wynne let that thought linger. The room had gone so quiet you could have heard a man cock a pistol from 100 paces. Wynne squeezed his eyes shut, remembering, feeling. Then he continued, softer.
Yeah, here you are, he said. Your hand is slick on the grip of your gun. Your heart, it feels like it's trying to rip out of your chest and run away. But you think, I ain't got no choice. I signed up for this. I gotta shoot. You're wrong. You don't have to do this, mate. To hell with what you said you'd do. To hell with it all. You're in the wrong spot, and you know it. There's a door to your right. I don't know where it goes, but at least it ain't in here. In a moment, Dawnshot and I, we're gonna come out killing. If you stay and fight, maybe you'll get lucky. Maybe we'll kill you and you won't have to spend the rest of your days feeling crushed on account of what you've done this night. Shooting lawmen, then hearing about an entire city being destroyed, full of kids and families and men what just want to live like you do. But maybe you won't get lucky. Maybe you'll actually pull that trigger and hit one of us. And if you do, it's going to be bad. Worse than bad. It will follow you your whole damn life.
He paused.
Anyway, I just wanted to say my piece. I hope there's one that listened. When we come out, if you got your gun holstered and you're making for that escape route in the chaos, well, we ain't gonna aim for you first.
He looked at Wax, who pulled his bandage tight, then nodded back. He'd dropped the big gun. It was out of ammo. But he raised his regular revolver, armed and ready. Sometimes you needed what he'd done. You needed a sword. But Wynne figured sometimes you needed something else. A shield? Or maybe that was too poetic. He didn't know much about poetry. Sometimes what you needed was a guy who had been there before. The two ducked out from behind the pillar, weapons out, and saw a whole host of people pushing and scrambling to get through that exit. Wax lowered his gun, dumbfounded, and Wynne grinned as every damn person left. Sure, a few at the tail end glanced back, with concern, like maybe they were the guys in charge of this bunch and didn't want to leave their posts. But when the army left you alone facing 2 trained twinborn with notches in their stocks running to 3 digits... In seconds, the marble entry room was empty. Wax shared a look with Wynne, Then they walked to the large wooden doors at the far end and threw them open to reveal a grand staircase leading up to some kind of ballroom with a skylight. Standing at the top were a man in a suit and a woman with a bowler hat, her head completely healed, flipping a dueling cane in one hand and trying her best, but failing something awful, to imitate a wan grin.
"These idiots again," Wayne said with a sigh. "All right, I'll tackle the one with the hat. You—"
"No," Wax said softly.
"No."
"No," Wax repeated. "They were built and trained to defeat us. That man knows exactly how to hunt me."
"So," Wayne grinned, "I take the fellow, you take the woman?"
"Damn right," Wax said, smiling. "Remember, he's a leecher. Don't get too close or he'll wipe out your allomantic abilities."
"Mate," Wayne said, "I'm depending on it. Let's do this."